I'm in the Innisfail region of far north Queensland, an area that offers a beautiful mix of mountains, rainforest and ocean. This is where you'll find Australia's deadliest swimming hole, the Babinda Boulders. It's also where you'll find an abandoned castle in the rainforest, Australia's most Art Deco town, and a hidden gem of a beach where cassowaries casually make themselves at home. I've come to Babinda, about an hour south of Cairns, in the beautiful rainforest of Queensland. This area attracts a lot of people all year round because it has a beautiful swimming hole here. It's also one of the deadliest in Australia. It's beautiful rainforest, and there's a lovely creek flowing through, and there's boulders everywhere, and it looks idyllic and beautiful, and it's a trap. 21 people have died here, and there's a curse on this place. You can swim here behind me, no problem. It's nice and calm. It's as you head downstream that things change drastically. There are warning signs everywhere, but that doesn't mean that people take heed of those signs. Over the years, something like 21 people have died in this spot. 21. It's Australia's deadliest swimming hole. From that benign swimming hole back there, the current starts to pick up and it gets stronger and faster. And then it hits a series of boulders, and that just creates mayhem. But it's deceptive, because a lot of that mayhem is happening under the surface. On the surface, it doesn't look too bad, and that's what tempts people into the waters. And once they're in, it usually doesn't end well. So this whole area is a no-go zone, which means don't go there. It's dangerous. You'll die. Everywhere there are danger signs and warning signs and no-go zone signs. And despite all that, yesterday I still saw people who had climbed the fence and gone down to the rocks. Behind me is Devil's Pool. There's a curse associated with this. The local First Nations people tell a story where this woman was married to an elder, and then one day she spotted a handsome young warrior from another tribe and she ran away with him. And when the tribe searched for her, they found her here. And rather than go back with the tribe, she jumped into that pool and never resurfaced. And they say now that her spirit lives there, and it tempts young men into that pool. And many men have also jumped into that pool, never to resurface. And this is how people drown at what's called the Devil's Pool. Apparently aeration prevents you from floating, and the undercurrents just drag you under. And once you're under, there's all these underwater channels and rock formations that prevent you from coming back up to the surface. Once you're in one of those underwater holes, there's pretty much no way you're coming back up alive. Thank you. town of Babinda is actually a pretty little sugarcane town. It's got a couple of pubs, it's got a couple of cafes, it's even got some art centres. It's pretty and worth spending some time in town. I like this, the sugarcane railway track runs right through the middle of town. Babinda's about an hour south of Cairns, just off the Bruce Highway. Pretty easy to get to. Cute little town this. And you can get your spiritual homewares right there. I've come to Mina Creek and I just wanted to have a little walk to see the waterfall here. But like everywhere in Queensland, watch out for crocodiles. You can't go swimming in the river. Here's the waterfalls, it's beautiful. And across the creek is Paranella Park. That's a ruined castle built by a Spanish immigrant called Joe Paranella back just past the turn of the century. He wanted to build a castle in the rainforest. That's where we're going next. Now you can pull into the car park and just enter that way, or you can come this way over a suspension bridge. Ah, fun. Which is a little bit wobbly. So Joe Paranelli was a gentleman from Spain who came out to Australia to cut cane. And once he was here, he had this dream of building a castle in the rainforest. This is the castle. He had a pretty grand vision. This here used to be the ballroom, and that's the stage over here. But not just a castle. This whole area is filled with grounds of beautiful tropical rainforest. So Joe Paranelli built this between about 1930 and 35, and he opened it up to the public in 1935. Then in the 1940s, a lot of this was destroyed by a major flood, and soon after that, he passed away with cancer. And the place just laid in rack and ruin for a very long time, until eventually it was bought by new owners, and now it's become a tourist mecca. It's a beautiful place. These were changing cubicles, so visitors would arrive in the park in the 1930s in fairly formal wear, and they could change into their bathers and then jump in to the swimming hole. But I don't know, apparently there may be crocodiles in there now. Maybe there wasn't in those days. And this is the showpiece. It's quite stunning. I kind of like that it's all overgrown, it seems a bit more mystical. Being an old romantic, this is Lover's Lane, and he intentionally constructed this path wide enough that a couple could walk down here holding hands as it leads towards the Tunnel of Love. Right. This is the tunnel of love. I don't think I want to be going in now. It actually, it smells really bad and I can see lots of bats in there. But apparently, back in the day, it would lead through the hill and lead to a beautiful little waterfall. Now it's the tunnel of stink.
Yeah.
Now, if you've gone through that tunnel of love, you come out to this little pretty area here with a little waterfall. So everything we see is the result of one man's dream. He wanted to build a castle for his family and for people to come and visit. And he had that dream and he worked really hard and created this beautiful place. And while the history is really fascinating, it's great, but it's also just beautiful to wander around down these paths and through the beautiful rainforest.
Straight cruising, headed for a bruising, watching out for number one. You gotta slow down, look around you, son. Today is just today and not tomorrow. Where you're going, you can rest your head. Where you're going, brightness looks.
This whole area is banana and sugar plantations, and on the Johnstone River there's a major sugar refinery. And in the nearby village there's a sugar train track running straight down the main road and past the pub. I've come into Innisfail, which is the major service centre for this region. If you love Art Deco, this is a place for you. So in 1918, a cyclone came through here and pretty much flattened the town and destroyed most of its original buildings. So there was a major rebuild after that. Consequently, Innisfail has one of the highest concentration of Art Deco buildings in Australia. So let's explore. Things with Innisfail is it's one of Australia's wettest towns, so there's a lot of mould on the buildings, and I was just speaking with a local and they say, yeah, you wash it off one day and it's back the next. And finally, I've come just out of Innisfail to a very cute little beach called Etty Bay. I'm actually going to stay here, pretty much parked right on the beach. And it's gorgeous. Now, this is known as the Cassowary Coast, and I'm really hoping to see some cassowaries. I'm told that if you want to see cassowaries, Etty Bay is the place to go. There's a couple of wild cassowaries that just kind of wander around the beach, through the caravan park. So hopefully we'll get to see one sometime today. It's a beautiful little beach here at Etty Bay, and I'm really glad I've come here. It's a lovely spot to just relax. I've got the van practically on the beach and just sitting there and relaxing. I've had a good swim, and now I'm just soaking it up. I'm here to see cassowaries. I'm told that they just wander through the caravan park and sometimes on the beach. It's the middle of the day, so I'm not seeing any at the moment, but maybe later in the day when it cools down a bit. Cassowaries are a really large flightless bird. They're a bit like an emu, but more colourful, a little bit bigger, sometimes a bit more deadly. They have enormous toes that are really sharp. And if they're provoked, they can run at you and they can leap at about this high. Put that through your throat and you're not gonna survive that. The ones here are friendly and used to people. So we're hoping to see some. I know they're here because that's cassowary poo. And by late afternoon, a cassowary arrived and just ambled through the park. Etty Bay is a beautiful little hidden gem just out of Innisfail, with the caravan park right on the beach, and they have cassowaries wandering through. That's awesome. I'm just going to enjoy the rest of the day and relax and probably have a swim, and then I'll head further south. So thanks so much for watching, and I'll catch you in the next video. Cheers.